Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that you go on the website, Devil Radio, download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store and download our app, or sit back in your chair and just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. When you want to listen to it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on our link, Support Devil Radio. We put that link on at the request of a lot of listeners. There are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state with a big lie, saying there's something wrong with our elections, attacking our democracy, pushing the big lie. Devil Radio. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice against that and for democracy. So click on the link and see how you can help Devil Radio. Appreciate it very much. There's a hilarious thing happening in Pennsylvania, and I don't say that lightly. There are not a lot of hilarious things that ever happen in Pennsylvania. Tell you what, you know, when I was back in school, I had to come back and forth from the East Coast and went on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Loved it. It's a great trip. It's a magnificent state. Pennsylvania Turnpike is one of the oldest in the country, built without federal subsidies. You know, when Eisenhower put in the federal highway system, basically it was free. You can drive on federal highways in Wisconsin. You don't pay a toll. Some states you do. Pennsylvania you did. But it's a magnificent state, magnificent history. However, they have a Senate race. Guess how many candidates there are? Pat Toomey is stepping down. He's a Republican, a moderate Republican. That's a purple state. Purple state. Basically, frequently goes Democratic, but in presidential elections, it'll go Republican or vice versa. Right now, they have a Democratic governor and a gerrymandered Republican legislature. Here's how many candidates. 12 Republicans, 14 Democrats, and a Libertarian. 27 people running for the U.S. Senate. One of them is Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, Wizard of Oz. Dr. Oz filed as a Republican, and he's suddenly gotten right wing, and they canceled the show because they're going to have to, now that he's filed, give equal time to what, 26 other people for his hour show, whatever it is? Come on. In any event, Dr. Oz has now launched an attack on the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is the biggest and most prestigious newspaper in the state, solid newspaper, for listing him in stories they write about the case by his first name and his last name, which is standard practice. In Pennsylvania, if your name is, say, Matthew Flynn, they talk about Matthew Flynn. If it's Luke Mathers, they talk about Luke Mathers. Well, he doesn't want that. He wants to be referred to as Dr. Oz because that's his brand, Dr. Oz. Oh, people go, oh, Dr. Oz. Well, first of all, there are two other doctors in there, and they are not listed as doctors either. They don't say attorney so-and-so or doctor so-and-so or reverend so-and-so. They just give the name of whoever's running, and that's standard, very standard journalistic practice. Secondly, his first name is unknown to a lot of people. It's Mehmet, M-E-H-M-E-T, Mehmet Oz, O-Z. His father was Mustafa Oz, born in Turkey. Came here, distinguished doctor, came to Cleveland. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, was born in Cleveland. His father came from a conservative Muslim household, his mother from a more moderate one. I think he himself doesn't really identify with anything, and he's a good showman. He's sort of a Donald Trump type of guy, sports Donald Trump. One of the problems with him is that he's a medical doctor. I think he teaches at Columbia University part-time, and yet he has been pushing alternative remedies for COVID. He's bought into the Trump COVID thing. He's bought into the Trump COVID thing. So he is listed, for instance, as Mehmet Oz. That's his name. You know, I'm tempted to call him up, except that I don't want to benefit a Republican. It's very easy nowadays. Just change your name. Change your name to Dr. Oz. Then it's not an honorific, you know, and spell it out. So D-O-C-T-O-R, Oz. Then they would list him as Dr. Oz. But he doesn't want that. He wants Dr. Period Oz. I think he could even change his name to Dr. Period Oz. Jimmy Carter in 1976, changed his name to Jimmy Carter. So it appeared on all ballots as Jimmy, and he won the presidency. Why did he do that? Because his real name is James Earl Carter. And that was right after James Earl Ray had assassinated Martin Luther King. So he didn't want to go around the country on a ballot as James Earl Carter from Georgia. So he changed it to Jimmy. You can do that. Wisconsin has even more liberal laws. In Wisconsin, you can just list whatever you want. If your name is Matthew, you can say Matt. There's one guy in one of the last gubernatorial races who just picked a nickname that had nothing to do with his name. You can do this sort of thing. In Pennsylvania, it might be more prudent for Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, to change his name and then revise his filing documents as Dr. Oz. Don't tell him, though. He may do it. It's really surprised he hasn't done it by now. But the Philadelphia Inquirer, under the First Amendment, can publish. And first of all, he's a public figure. And secondly, to be accurate, they can say, Dr. Oz, formerly Mehmet Oz, who legally changed his name. That's how they can list him, which sounds weird. So he doesn't want that. But what a piece of work. What a piece of work this guy is. A medical doctor who's going Trump on ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, attacking masks, attacking vaccinations. You know, he'll never come out and say it. He'll say, okay, I've been vaccinated, but, you know, freedom of choice. Why not have a third of the country not vaccinated and be a breeding ground for mutations of the Omicron and Delta virus? Why not? What could go wrong? And, you know, he has an obligation as a doctor not to do that kind of stuff, but he is deep in the weeds on that kind of stuff. Very deep in the weeds. Very, very deep in the weeds. One very beneficial thing that happened, a ruling from a federal judge, a 20-year felony called obstruction of an official proceeding can remain in the case against some of the co-conspirators on January 6th. 20-year felony. There is a statute, 20 years in prison for obstructing an official proceeding. It's very rarely enforced. You know, somebody goes onto the floor of Congress, makes a scene, dragged off, they're not going to charge him for that. If he went on with a gun and shot somebody, they would. But in this one, the argument from the insurrectionists was, it was an official proceeding. Yeah, it was the electoral vote certification, but it was ceremonial. Completely different from what Trump was saying and what they did in the first place. What they did in the first place. And the U.S. District Court, Dabney Friedrich is his name. U.S. District Court said, no, the certification of electors is absolutely an official proceeding. And the danger for these guys is if they don't plead guilty and they're convicted of that, 20 years in the slammer. 20 years in the slammer, and it's about time. Let's crack down on these guys. That should be listed on all of them. And if you want to give somebody a break because they were kind of tricked into it and they basically repented, that's fine. Prosecutor can do that. But you have a 20-year club on somebody, and they are playing liar's poker. They are playing Russian roulette if they go to trial. They go to trial. So excellent, excellent ruling from Dabney Friedrich, Judge Dabney Friedrich. We will see what happens on appeal. But these guys have a big think and a big hurt coming on. Going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are alive, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.